This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from Little Rock is Arkansas Senior Senator Mark Pryor. Senator Pryor, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
Well, let's start this conversation talking about some legislation that we've talked about before. That is legislation that you helped author, Combating Border Patrol Corruption. We've talked about this through the process. It's now been signed into law.
Yeah, I think that's good news. We basically have a situation where over the last few years, the Congress has really beefed up our presence along the Mexican border. That's mostly for illegal immigration, but there are other reasons. But what's happened is the Mexican drug cartels have actively and unfortunately effectively been trying to corrupt our Border Patrol personnel down there, and they've had some success with it. So basically what this does is requires the Customs and Border Patrol to do the appropriate polygraphs and the background checks on their employees. They're supposed to be doing it anyway, but I think they've been overwhelmed by the number of new hires. And this is not an issue that's just isolated down on the border. This is important for all the rest of us because the Mexican drug cartels now have a presence in 230 cities in the U.S., including two in your listening area, Fort Smith, Fayetteville, and Little Rock. So this is a big concern, not just for down on the border, but really for the whole country. And there's a ton of drugs that come through that border. And when you have a corrupt Border Patrol group on the U.S. side, you know, there's really no way to stop it.
Another bit of legislation you've been involved in that has some effects in Northwest and Western Arkansas is the America Competes Reauthorization Act.
Yeah, you know, actually, that's a bill that I've been working on for a while. We were able to get it. I had four pieces in that bill. I had four amendments to that bill. But the part that really relates to Fayetteville is something that Fayetteville has really done a great job of, and that is you have that technology park that's affiliated with the U of A, but it's down on, I guess you'd say, off South School down
right.
there, kind of near, roughly near the old Fayetteville Airport. But anyway, that is what, you know, in kind of U.S. government parlance, they call a science park. And basically what you do is you get a university and the private sector and they joint venture, and they create a ton of jobs. I think in that area alone, I think they've had 300-plus jobs created that pay an average of $63,000 a year. These are the jobs of the future. This is what we want. So in the America Competes Act, I was able to add an amendment on science parks to really allow and pave the way for more of these around the country. And what we want to do is build those relationships between universities, you know, the kind of the best and the brightest, most creative in the universities, and the relationship with the business community. They have that business know-how and know how to get products to market. And I think that this could really be great for the country. And, you know, it's like you have that science park there. That's almost like having a Fortune 500 company headquartered in your backyard, but instead of one company, it's, you know, 20 or 30 different smaller companies. It's really a good thing.
Let me ask you about a procedural matter. There is discussion that the Senate filibuster rule may be different by the time this session ends. Do you think that will happen?
Well, there are discussions about that. Let me say this. The filibuster can be the most frustrating thing for any American or anybody that pays any attention to American politics because literally one senator can slow everything down. But it's very important in our government that we have some place in the government where we are certain that the minority's views get heard. And that's really where what the United States Senate is all about. The minority has the ability to slow things down and shape legislation. So, and that's the way the Founding Fathers set it up. Now, of course, it was senators after the Constitution was written that actually wrote the Senate rules, but nonetheless, the nature of the Senate, it's kind of in the DNA of the Senate that we protect the rights of the minority. And I think we need to continue to do that. So I don't support anything that would just allow us to run over the minority and a pure majority rule that, you know, the whims of the, you know, politics of the day would trump everything else. I think the fact that the Senate does have some of these arcane rules actually serve a very useful purpose in that they slow us down and require us to work together to solve the nation's problems. So, back to your question, yes, there are many who want to see the filibuster rules changed. I think there is some room to modernize those, to take away some of the just pure games that happen when it comes to the filibuster rules. But My guess is that most of those will stay intact. Probably what will happen is, more than anything, the two leaders will reach an agreement on how the filibuster will and will not be used over the next couple of years, and that'll probably solve, 75% of the problems right there.
What chance is there that the health care reform legislation that was signed into law last year will remain intact? Many on the opposite side of the Capitol, now in Republican hands, are calling for some or all rejection of that health care reform.
Yeah, the Republicans, especially the House Republicans, want to see a total repeal. I don't support that, because if you go to a total repeal, what you do is you go back to the old law. And you got to remember that it was just a year ago that every single year, pretty much every American was looking at anywhere between an 8 and a 15% increase in their health care costs every year. So that would mean that for most Americans, in 7 years, their health care costs would double. Now, this bill fixes some of that, and it doesn't fix it all, and it's not perfect. I've always said that this bill will need some work, this new law will need some work over time. We're going to find things that don't work. We're going to find things that work better than we thought. We're going to see some changes in the industry and various business practices that, will make something, less workable under this legislation as opposed to it was, 2 or 3 years ago. So I think we certainly should tweak this legislation, and if any House or Senate Republican wants to come up with a proposed alternative, something to replace this new law with, I certainly will sit down and look at that and work through that with them and see if I can support it. But just an out-and-out repeal puts us back into a situation where people's health care costs double every 7 years, and that's not a very workable answer.
Arkansas has a new senator, John Bozeman, Republican. Have you had a chance to talk to him since he's been sworn in?
I have. I actually saw him on his swearing-in day and actually was able to kind of have the honor of escorting him down the hall, down the walkway there as he was getting sworn in. And I look forward to working with John. We had a great relationship when he was in the House. I don't see that changing. If anything, we'll just be working closer together than we had in the past, and I think he was a very good congressman for the 3rd District, and I look forward to working with. I look forward to working with our whole new Arkansas delegation. We have 3 new congressmen, including Steve Womack up in Northwest Arkansas, and I think he's going to be very solid. So I look forward to working with everybody, and what I've been preaching in our delegation is, look, in our delegation, we don't have Democrats or Republicans. We have Arkansans. And we all work together, and I've seen it very closely for the last 8 years where, say, Congressman Bozeman might help Congressman Ross, and even though they don't really overlap at all, they understand if it's good for Mike Ross, it's good for our, or good for the 4th District, it's good for Arkansas, and that principle goes all the way around. So I hope we continue to work together like we have over the last 8 years, and with Senator Bozeman, I'm confident that I'll have a great working relationship.
Senator Mark Pryor, thank you for your time.
Thank you.